Hi, it's Alan Stratton reading from Chanda's Wars. And Chanda is a 16-year-old young woman, so please keep that in mind. The world is waking up. I stretch. Nelson should be back by now. Oh well. I take care of my affairs, wash up at the mud hole. Nelson still hasn't come back. Oh my God, he's taken off without me. I grab my things and run up the trail. What with the great Lord having just gone through, the path's easy to follow. The brush clears. I see Nelson in the distance, getting ready to scale the high ground to the north. I run to within shouting distance. Stop! I holler. Where do you think you're going? He pretends not to hear me. Are you deaf? I said. Stop! He keeps going. I scramble after him. Have the guts to face me! You think you can leave me without a word? His voice comes low, hard. You know the way back. I told you I'm not giving up. Fine, just go by yourself. Leave me alone. Nelson? He whirls on me. Papa was Papa. My Papa. He wasn't a monster. He fed me, clothed me, gave me a roof. He's dead. I owe him respect. I mustn't shame him. I mustn't dishonor his memory. Not ever, no matter what. I raise my hand to touch him. He waves me off. Get away. All at once, I understand. In the dark, you can say things, and it's like there's no one there. But in the morning, in the light. We stand there staring at each other, breathing hard. I step back, let the air fill my lungs slowly. Once, twice, three times. Nelson, I say, about last night. You didn't say anything. I didn't hear anything. A butterfly floats up from the grass, circles my head, and flutters off. Nelson follows it with his eyes. He swallows. Okay, then. He rubs his nose. Make sure you keep up. I adjust my knapsack. Worry about yourself. We walk in silence. Mid-morning, we spot the vultures.